The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
You know, I count it an honor to say I was a very good friend of Johnny Cash. He came here and helped me break another attendance record in a stadium. He did the same thing in Mobile.
I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down.
I mean, the thousands of people that were touched and changed. It's just amazing. Get ready to have a lot of fun. I'm not kidding you. Now, don't you dare move. I'm James Robinson. This is Betty. And with great fervor and forcefulness, I'm telling you, I want you to watch somebody that touched the world with ability, with a very unusual voice, with fantastic background music. I'm talking about Johnny Cash. Believe it or not, his mother wanted to be my singer. You'll hear a bit more about this. I mean, she insisted, but I said, it won't go down good with June, and you ain't going with me, Johnny. I got a John McKay as my singer. I want you to listen to the words of Man in Black. I'm going to introduce that in a minute. I came up here to the studio, Betty, and I just said, I need to do this. I want you to listen to Johnny Cash. I want you to listen to what he said, not just what he sang. I want you to listen to the words of Man in Black. We'll be back in just a little bit, and you're about to get big time blessed. You know, I count it an honor to say I was a very good friend of Johnny Cash. Matter of fact, John and I prayed together when John Carter had a terrible accident in a Jeep. He didn't know if he was going to live. And I prayed on the phone, and they could all hear it. I don't think it was like an iPhone or something, but it was a cell phone, or it was a hospital phone, maybe in the room. And Johnny laid his hands on the area where he was hurt, and God raised him up. He's the same age as our son, Randy. So we're glad that John Carter's with us. But Johnny loved me. And one of the reasons is he really thought I could preach. But his mother, we called her Mama Cash, she wanted him to be my singer. And she just insisted, Johnny, you got to travel with James. And Johnny came thinking about it. I said, well, that'll just really bless June real big. I said, Johnny, you're not going to be my singer. I mean, I got John McKay's going to be my singer. You're not going to be. You're going to be exactly what you are. You're going to continue to go and make an impact on people. And in just a moment, you're going to know when you heard him come out like this.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. You wonder why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone. Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Don't you love that song? Did you ever wonder why he dresses in black? I started on our television program wearing black. And I said, I think I'm going to wear it all the time. And once I read that song, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things I have on. All right. When I read that, by the time I got to the end, there were tears. I told Johnny he couldn't be my singer, and I want you to keep going to Las Vegas, and I want you to point people to Jesus. Don't let anybody push you out of the clubs. You were made for that. And he actually had me come to the Dallas Convention Center, the theater, sit on the front row with my family. And he loved my family because he was in our home. He came here and helped me break another attendance record in a stadium. He did the same thing in Mobile. I remember picking he and June Carter up, and they had the whole band. You know, Carl Perkins, Blue Suede Shoes author. They were all there, and it was just unbelievable. I mean, the thousands of people that were touched and changed. It's just amazing. He wrote the Folsom Prison Blues. Johnny sat on my sofa and told me about demons. First time I ever heard about demons. I wanted to move off the sofa. I didn't want to hear this Baptist preacher talking about demons. He said, James, they're real. By the way, that got my attention to understand that all of us are tormented by the deceiver in the invisible realm. The invisible realm influences and most often controls the visible. It's either the father of life and light and love and the creator, or it's the father of lies, dissension, division, destruction, death, the murderer, Satan, Lucifer, the devil. Signals are coming from the invisible realm. They're suggestions or their directions. They're distractions, diversions, deception, division, defeat, and death, or love and life, direction, correction, wisdom opposed to lies and destruction. Well, I said, Johnny, don't be afraid. Go back to the prisons. You're going to hear some of that in Man in Black. I want to continue. This is Man in Black.
I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear the for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who never read or listen to the words that Jesus said about the way to happiness through love and charity. I believe he's talking straight to you and me.
I wear the black for the poor, the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the times. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you'd think he's talking straight to you and me. Well, we're doing mighty fine, I suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front, there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless one who had a bad trip that left him cold. I wear it for the black in mourning, for the lives that could have been. Each week, we lose 100 fine young men, and I wear it for the thousands who died believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things that need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move, to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd rather wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black. God, I love you, Johnny. And I love you. And I love all of you who prove that even the least of these and the unnoticed are noticed by our Father, our Creator. I think God encourages me, but I tell some people, since I never had a father, I am the product of rape. I never heard a father say, way to go, way to run, good catch. But this father says, I'm so proud of you. Way to go, son. Keep loving and telling the truth. Occasionally somebody like you or one of my staff or a friend will walk up and say, James, you just don't know how much you've blessed me and my family. You don't know how much you've helped me. I looked at two men yesterday that stood there and said that to me. You've blessed us. And I leaned forward and I said, hey, I never heard that from my father, but I hear it from my father, the father. But it sure is nice when sometimes you hear him through somebody encouraging me. I want to encourage all of you. You can have a heart like Johnny and live and care for the overlooked, the downtrodden, beaten down, the broken. God, even in COVID, I'd like to get my arms around everybody listening. I really would. I wish I could pull you up. You might say, I don't smell very good. I don't have any nice clothes. I don't care. I want to dress you up in love. I want you to know how much perfect love loves you and me with all our imperfections. I want you to. Please don't miss this. I want you to not only experience that love, I want you to express that love freely, like a river that the gates of hell, darkness, division, dissension, and death can't ever stop. That force that never fails is the unconditional, redemptive love of God, delivering not just in word, but in demonstration, transforming truth. The reason Betty and I call the family in the family room every day on Life Today is not just because the Father wants you to know how much He loves you. He wants you to show all the other people how much He loves them, because His love flows through us like a river. Lord, the only way you can get your arms around the world, the people you gave your Son to redeem, is through your body. Your healthy body in supernatural unity, submitted to the head, Christ, so that we can show them in demonstration how much you love them. Now I want you to hear this, like I'm sitting right there where you are. He loves you so much. And you can show many people how much He loves them. Everybody that supports the outreaches of Life, you're putting the oil in the little lantern that's burning in the darkest places on the planet. All the people pressed the olives and got the oil and brought it to keep all the lights burning and the lamp in the tabernacle in the temple burning. That's what people do with love when they not only send the missionaries to put God's arms around the broken, but they support them. It's what you do with us when you enable us to knock on virtually every home in America every day and tell them how much God loves them. Can you not see that the ones who send the gospel message are as important and possibly more important than the one who preaches it? Because how do they preach? How do they go to the mission field unless they're sent and supported? Thank you for your love. Sometimes I actually think I may wear black the rest of my life and tell you to go read the lyrics Johnny Cash wrote. Johnny, I'm so glad we're your friend. My kids loved you. John Carter, I'm so glad you're dead, and I prayed for you. He didn't think you were going to live. I'd like to know you. I know so many of the sisters of Johnny and others, and since you're the same age as my son, maybe you let Randy talk to you on his program he does every day at noon. I think it would be cool if James Robinson's son and your daddy really loved me. But maybe my son, we adopted Randy, so beautiful. Maybe he could talk to you. Love you, John. Love you, Cash family. Thank all of you for helping us love so many. And boy, that's what you do. Until we really touch the beaten down and overlooked, the least of these, you know. He said basically you won't see bright colors on my back. Well, I know one thing. You're putting a smile on the face of the Lord Jesus when you rescue those who are in prison, beaten down, overlooked. I want you to listen to Sheila Walsh right now, one of the most anointed, gifted people God ever made. And she shares his heart right here with you. Listen to her. And then I want you to become someone's miracle. You can become an indescribable miracle. Please listen to Sheila.
God's word tells us that Jesus cares for and values little children, while statistics tell us that human traffickers could not care less for them. The only value to them is the money they can make for the traffickers who exploit them for sex and forced labor.
Such was the case of two little girls, Abini and Belly, who were 5 and 7 years old when our mission partners in South Asia rescued them. Abini was living in the brothels with her mother, who was a sex worker. Her pimp was allowed to molest little Abini. Belly was found in a remote village with a madam who was selling her off to an old man who was already abusing and using her for himself. His next step would have been to sell her off to the local brothels in a major city. The good news is Life Outreach, along with our mission partners, are rescuing trafficked children through education in their villages, SWAT team raids literally knocking down doors to brothels, and one-on-one ministry outreach efforts. Both girls are now loved, safe, and cared for in our Life Center, getting an education, learning about the Lord, praying and singing, as little children should be doing.
Stories like these would not have been possible without the help of our viewers. But there are still thousands of children around the world crying out for someone to rescue them. At Life Outreach, we have partnered with missionaries on the ground to reach, to rescue, to restore these children of all ages caught in the grip of human trafficking. The only way we can continue this work is with your help. And the time to act, it's now.
It is, right now. Some of you have a broken heart. They have a broken life. Their future's death without a miracle. You're the miracle. You really are. That's not wishful thinking, Betty. It's reality. You see that incredible place, Destiny House? The people that's built that, we built it, you built it. They were the biggest power providers for Hollywood, the generators, so they could do lighting everywhere. The lady had a 7-carat diamond ring. They were rolling. They watched us on television. They saw missions. They got a mission heart. They rented houses to rescue kids. They didn't tell us. We found them. And we saw what they were doing. We said, we're going to fulfill your dream. We're going to start building whatever you want to build. We mean you. We started building. That's the most fabulous place you will ever see. Many of the kids that you rescued are now teachers, professors in college, and leaders in that wicked sex capital of the world, transformed by the power of love through those, just like that Hollywood couple, they've never gone back to Hollywood. God sent them. You keep them there. You put the oil in the lanterns. Please, Betty, I don't know if we don't do anything. This is not what's on God's heart, and we do it well because you love well, not just the missionaries, not just that couple that left Hollywood and their comfort to give comfort to the most broken people perhaps on the planet, but you make it happen. You built that place and many more in many different countries. Please, I want you to go get a bank card. I want you to make the greatest gift perhaps you've ever made. It's life. It takes $128, Betty, to reach one of those trafficked. Get them out. Sometimes we have to break in. But we head many of them off when we see them out in the public place, totally abandoned. We find out they've been abandoned. Many of them are left by a parent. Many of them are sold for a radio or a TV or $10, literally. I mean, we went and we saw it. But when we see that happening, we can cut them off sometimes because our rescue workers are more outnumbered than the guy that just bought them for $10. And we get them there instead of them taking them into prison, bondage. Would you right now get a check, make it to life, because that's what you're giving. Get your bank card, call that number, or go online. $128 is what it costs to reach, literally rescue, and then restore. We have a matching gift for what you give today will be doubled. It's a matching gift of $320,000. Where did that come from? People like you said, we want to challenge people. We so believe in this, we challenge you. So would you please, if you can give 128, you didn't rescue one, you rescued two. I ask people, rescue $10, $1,280. A lot of our viewers can. Well, now it's not 10, it's 20 that you rescue. Whatever you can do, please do it. We've got some gifts to send you to say thank you and to bless you. Would you please, right now, call that number. Many people may be calling for prayer, but you get through. You become an answer to prayer. You become someone's miracle. Please. Or you can go online, or you can put it in the mail, but call us and tell us what you're giving. It will be doubled.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you the Prayers for Life Journal, the perfect book to write down your prayers as you reflect on your relationship with Christ. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll also receive the NIV Thin Line Bible, along with 365 Days of Prayer for Life, a beautiful devotional filled with scriptures and key thoughts for each day of the year. Keep all three resources close by for your daily prayer time as you meditate on God's Word. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I've seen things on this trip that are worse than anything I could imagine. I can't think of times in my life when I've questioned God's goodness or His love. But somehow being here and seeing these innocent ones so used, abused, it's made me ask, Lord, how do you hold yourself back? How do you hold yourself back from not just A, wanting to wipe out those who are abusing these little girls or just come to their rescue? And there's some things, I mean, that's why Paul said, we see through a glass darkly. I don't get it. I really don't get it. But what I do get is that we're here and we can do something, and we can do something in His name. This is our moment to be Christ in the flesh to those who are broken.
You know, I'm just reflecting on all that was shared in the whole program. I really need you to understand that we are so grateful. So many precious memories because of your prayers. The only reason somebody like Johnny is ultimately was on our program even years ago, before we even had this studio. You are just miracle workers. Please, please help us rescue these precious girls. Make the largest gift you can. Thank you for watching. I hope you were blessed with this. Tell your friends to go on Life Today website and watch it. The words of that, go online and get the lyrics to Man in Black. Meditate on them. Thank you for helping us rescue those precious, precious girls. Sometimes boys are trafficked too. Thank you.
Are you concerned about keeping your family well-equipped to manage your resources when you pass away and leaving a lasting legacy? Contact Life Planning Services today.
I've often said the place where my mother went to end her life, she found life. She found abundant life.
Tomorrow, Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.